Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Randy Cardoon is our boy at KNX in Lipstick City. So much going on.
That was the best transition to me I've ever heard in my life.
How you doing, buddy?
Things are good. Things are good.
So I'm watching Zoe play ball, and like last night and tonight, I thought last night that game, 36, 11 dimes, 8 boards, 5 steals, and you know basically the he brought him back. They were getting their ass beat, and he brought him raging back in that game against Philly in Vegas. And then you know tonight he's off a little bit with his Jay, but he's getting to the rim and he's making shots and he's making passes, and I just think he just looks phenomenal. And I know everybody's all caught up in what shoes he's wearing and everything else, but I think his game is just sickening.
You know, the potential we saw yesterday of what he could do, is it was just on display yesterday. He completely went off with the 36 points and all that, and now he already has 5 assists in this game, and he could get hotter and hotter as the game goes on. Remember, he hasn't seen a lot of back-to-back action. When they were playing college ball, UCLA didn't play any back-to-back games per se. So this is a great opportunity to see what he does in a back-to-back situation, especially after the busy night he had last night.
I said earlier on the show before he came on, I asked Mafia, do you think he can go every single night and play 80 games, whatever it is, 82 games? And I'm like, that's just a tremendous culture shock from 35 games. How do you think he'll handle? Because they really don't have the depth. They got rid of everybody to get him. You know, they got the pick, but I mean, they really have cleaned house for him. So he's going to have to play a lot. Do you think he can handle it?
Yeah, well, that's what the interesting thing is, what Luke Walton's going to do as far as the pace of what the Lakers are going to play. If he's going to play the Lakers an up and down pace that Lonzo Ball can easily play, and a lot of these guys, being the fact that they're young, they're greyhounds, they can go up and down the court real quick, that'll be great for the first half of the season, but they're going to really have to be in shape if he's going to be going through the dog days of the end of the basketball season, when maybe not as much is on the line, and they're going to be really pushing to get this formatted, if you will. If he can keep that up, he's young, he should be able to do it, but that's a good point, because it'll be interesting to see how these guys can just keep up running like that.
How has the reaction been in Los Angeles to this guy playing meaningless to most summer games with a bunch of guys that, you know, I talked to NBA guys, they're like, these games are a lot of players that won't even make the league, that'll be in D-League and the like. But some of them, obviously, like Lonzo, he's going to make the team and be the starter. So a lot of guys do matter, and I love the games, and I think they're fantastic, and I watch every game every night, and I can't get enough of it. That's me. But how has the city responded to these games?
One word, fascination. I mean, I've been in this market now for many years, and I've never really seen people care as much about a summer league schedule. Not only the Lakers, but the Clippers as well. They've made so many changes in the offseason, especially with Chris Paul going to Houston, and then they got a whole raft of guys coming over, and that trades 7 players or so. So both teams, suddenly people are paying attention to what's going on. Now, Laker fans especially, because they've seen basically the dregs of NBA basketball now for the last 4 years, and they've also seen not a lot of good guys coming in to replace some of the retiring talent, some of the big names that have left. So Lonzo Ball, if he can keep this going and he is kind of portraying the light at the end of the tunnel, Laker fans are kind of watching this with a lot more interest than you would think for a summer league.
So let me switch gears and talk about the Dodgers with you. Kershaw, again, phenomenal last Sunday before the break. Now they open up in Miami starting tomorrow night, and they really have become, I think, in the last 3 weeks, the best team in baseball.
Oh, record-wise as well, especially the fact that this team has just been able to come back from all sorts of deficits. And look at the guys. It's not, I mean, Kershaw's playing well. But take a look at some of the guys who everybody thought would be okay. How about Alex Wood? He's 10-0. He's been able to come through. Even Rich Hill, although a little problematic with some of the pitches he's had and some of the outings, but he's still thought of as being a strong contender. And, of course, all the guys that are currently swinging the bat, all the All-Stars we saw yesterday at Miami, although they didn't do much there up until that point, they've been swinging a hot bat. Justin Turner, Cody Bellinger, Seager, all these guys that have been playing so well. And everybody is red hot at the same time. That's my only concern is if these guys are reaching their peak, how long are they going to be able to hold on to that peak, especially when they start going into some of the other games here in the coming weeks and months. The Dodgers are the best team in baseball right now. They even have caught up and passed the Houston Astros, a team that has been a phenomenon unto themselves in the American League. If the Dodgers can keep this going, obviously everybody who's been waiting since 1988 here for them to hit a World Series, you got to think they're going to get back in there.
So, Randy Cardoon with us from KNX in L.A. That left side of that infield, I just think is phenomenal. And, with Turner and Seager, and Turner just is tearing the cover off the ball. I mean, just really hitting for average. He had it up to like 385, hitting 377. Seager, I like his game. He's another guy hitting around 300, 13 homers, 45 RBIs as we head into the second half. And then, that right side of the infield is sickening. And then over on the other side to see your first baseman, Bellinger, in his first year hitting 25 home runs and 58 RBIs. It's insanity, that infield.
Meanwhile, Adrian Gonzalez is going, hey, guys, remember me? I'll be back, really. And everybody's saying, no, take your time. Take your time. What are they going to do, bring him back and bump out Cody Bellinger? They could put him in the outfield and such. There are such guys right now that are in such a big hitting streak for the Dodgers. And again, everybody is just swinging the bat great. And it's funny, you're not hearing a lot of things about, gosh, is Yasiel Puig giving the big effort? He's swinging the bat pretty well now, and nobody's sitting there nitpicking his defensive ability or hitting the cutoff man or whether he throws a bat, which he really hasn't done. It's all about how hot this baseball team right now is and how well they're playing against and being able to come back and rally. I mean, where were we 2 weeks ago? Remember, Arizona and Colorado were right on their tail, if not ahead of the Dodgers.
Man.
Now they're way back in the rearview mirror. You can't find them anymore.
So how do you think, Randy, the bullpen will hold up? I know the end of it with Jansen is as good as it gets in baseball. But what about the rest of them? Like, do you like what you're seeing? I mean, Sergio Romo's ERA is a disaster. I think that's maybe, is it their issue?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons there's a lot of talk out here that the Dodgers are still looking for possible trades or some ability to acquire some relief help. Zach Britton over in Baltimore has been a guy that they've talked a lot about. If that's not going to happen, there's a lot of names they could throw out there. Brad Hand, who was in the All-Star game with the Padres, Justin Wilson, who's a southpaw with Detroit. There's a lot of guys who they're keeping an eye on. And if there's one thing we've seen with this Dodger team and the Dodger management as well, it's the eagerness and not holding back when it comes to, I want that guy and I'll pull the trigger on a trade just to make the deal. And a lot of bodies will go back and forth. We've seen this a lot over with the Dodgers over the last couple of years. And for a while, we were really questioning, well, is this really a smart thing? Are they just stockpiling people? But, you can't argue with the 61-29 record. Whatever they're doing is working. And the fact that now they're looking at some, even to bring in more bodies in the relief corps, this isn't really surprising. The big question is just what kind of guy they're going to get.
So the Angels, they sent Eric Young Jr. back down. He cleared waivers and went to Salt Lake City today. But he did a hell of a job for that club when Trout was out. You got to admit, boy, did he get the short end of the stick. Thanks for nothing.
Well, when Mike Trout went out, a lot of people were thinking, oh, man, that's it for the Angels. They're going to have a big, big problem. But I'll tell you something. Not only Young came in there to play, but Cameron Maven's been playing great over the last couple of weeks. And the fact that the Angels only lost 20 of 39 games without Mike Trout, I mean, that is just about as happy as Angel fans can be, considering they thought if Trout would leave, the team would go into the tank. They didn't go into the tank. They had some struggles here and there, but I'll tell you something, just getting out with near 500 record without your big MVP candidate and two-time MVP, I mean, that's really all the Angel fans could hope for. Plus, they're what, only 3.5 games, I think, or 3 games back of Tampa Bay for the wild card, with Tampa Bay coming in this weekend. Angels are actually in a pretty good situation right now, especially if Trout can come back in and start swinging the bat.
They actually hit better without him, believe it or not, almost, I think, 12 points. And then they scored more runs a game without him. And you mentioned the record, but I don't care what the stats say. You're getting Mike Trout back tomorrow night at home, and that's all that matters. I don't care about any of those stats. You're getting Trout back.
And you're really going to need these guys to start hitting. I mean, the Angels' offense has been kind of terrible recently, but the pitchers have been kind of difficult as well. They've had so many guys on the DL. They've had some guys come back and pitch pretty decently and then struggle again. So they need their pitchers to be able to at least get some decent innings so the relief corps doesn't have to come in the fourth and fifth innings and rescue them again. If their bullpen gets burned out for the Angels, no matter what the Angels do hitting-wise, it's going to be a long season.
You know what? It's funny. They actually have had a good season, all things being equal, and they get no love at all. I mean, it's all about the Dodgers. Is it that way there as well, that literally no one cares about the Angels?
Well, I hate to say no one cares about the Angels, but I'll say this. When the Dodgers went down to Anaheim for a recent series, yeah, you know, we've heard the stories of the Yankees and the Red Sox coming to Anaheim, and it's almost like a Boston and Yankees home game.
Right.
A lot of people were saying the same thing when the Dodgers showed up, because a lot of Dodger fans just jumped on the 5 freeway, went down and cheered. That's something the Angels have had to deal with for a long, long time, but I think what they need to do is just start winning again, start winning more often, and their fans will come around. But right now, you're absolutely right. The Dodgers are playing lights out. And they have been and still are the dominant team here in Southern California.
I thought those games with the Angels and Dodgers, even in Anaheim, were great.
Oh, they were. I mean, and they were real competitive, and the Angels played pretty well. But the Dodgers, you know, the way they've been playing, it's surprising, though, that the Dodgers did struggle through a few of those games against the Angels.
Right.
I mean, because they've been playing very well. Then they go on and play the Angels, and you figure, well, that's not going to be much of a game there. And I'll tell you, the Angels really rose to the occasion and played some serious games.
Listen, Randy, always a pleasure, brother. I got to go take care of my stress blister.
Okay, thanks for that visual, buddy. We'll talk to you next time. I'm out of nightmares now.
I'm Randy Cardoon at KNX in Los Angeles on the bench.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.